While the situation was calm today in Harare Central Business District, some local residents interviewed by Studio 7 expressed mixed feelings over the proposed complete shutdown of the nation. One of the residents, Isaac Watsomba, said he has not yet made a decision on whether to go to work or stay home. Watsomba, who works for a private company in the Central Business District, said he will assess the situation before making a decision on the mass action.
It's not easy to say somebody is coming to work or is not coming. It all depends on the day when you wake up early in the morning, because people, the fear of their life that something might happen. And if you come to work, maybe later on, there is no transport to go home. That's another problem.
However, the majority of the residents who spoke to Studio 7 said they will join the stay away. 27-year-old Jeff Chaiteji, who claimed that he holds a master's degree, said despite the violence that characterized the protests in Harare yesterday, he has no option but to take part in the mass protest since he's currently unemployed.
We are not afraid for anything. We are ready for what is happening tomorrow, even the police. We are going to take the edge. Enough is enough.
Another resident, Yvonne Musarurwa, who is a vendor, told Studio 7 that while not selling her wares would be a huge loss to her and her family, who depends on herself for survival, she supports those that are calling for the shutdown, and tomorrow she will be suspending her vending business.
I'm not going to come to work tomorrow. As a citizen of Zimbabwe, I do respect those who are calling for a shutdown for tomorrow. Maybe we are going to be able to access our monies from the banks. Maybe Mugabe is going to step down.
Tongai Mazo, a Budiriro resident, said many people in Harare spend the whole day today encouraging each other not to go to work tomorrow. Mazo said he fully supports the peaceful complete shutdown of the nation and hoped that President Mugabe would listen to their grievances.
I'm going to urge all my workmates not to come to work, for us to demonstrate, to show that we are hungry. Also, our children are suffering because of him.
Efforts to contact presidential spokesperson George Jaramba were fruitless, as his mobile phone was not reachable. SANPF spokesperson Simon Kayamoyo declined to comment. Section 59 of Zimbabwe's constitution states that every person has the right to demonstrate and to present petitions, but these rights must be exercised peacefully. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Patricia Mudadigwa.